Sportscast Sports Talk 101 on digital radio, on the app, on your smart speaker, on Twitter, YouTube, Twitch.tv, and Facebook. Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
Discuss, debate, entertain, and loud.
Sportscast Sports Talk 101.
What is going on, people? What's going on, Vet?
Like the title says, week nine is done. Upsets, firings, hirings, and a crazy week of football.
Yeah.
Every week I'm like, all right, I got to come up with something catchy for the title for the stream. And like this one actually went really well because it just went perfectly because that's literally everything that happened in week nine. I didn't predict. I mean, I kind of did. I made my guesses, and I'm so shocked that half of them are coming. I keep getting the right ones, but I don't know how to predict anything anymore.
There was some upsets. I mean, the Buffalo Bills, they lost to the Jets. That's a huge
the Bills and upset. So the Jets huge beat upset. The Bills, and Detroit beat Green Bay.
Yeah.
And
so Josh Allen met his green kryptonite, and it was the Jets.
It was gangrene. Yeah, well, not like the actual thing, but
yeah, I hope he's all right, man, because he's uncertain.
He took a nasty. I mean, I watched. He got injured, and it was not the prettiest sight because, and it wasn't as bad as like the knee blowouts that we've seen in the football follies and all those. But he's going back to throw the pass, and a Jets player hits his arm, and if you slow motion, you watch his arm just get bent all like. It's something out of a movie scene, like Steven Seagal style movies.
Right.
And it was just, I was like, oh, that's not good.
No.
And that is a killer for them because he is basically the life of that team.
He is.
I think that he's got so much energy that it was like Brady in the early days in New England or Brett Favre in Green Bay. You had certain quarterbacks that just were that they had that it factor, the life force, and it resonated with every player on the team. And I think Jalen Hurts has that with the Eagles because I don't understand how they're there.
God, undefeated. Undefeated. This is their year, man. I mean, God, I hope they don't blow it.
Yeah. I don't know if I still have. Okay, I do. I'm going to pull up. So this is, I'm going to see if I can share the screen real quick. Share screen two. I don't need any, it's not going to be audio related or anything, but this is the NFC East division standings. Eagles 8-0, Cowboys 6-2, Giants 6-2, Washington 4-5. Washington theoretically is still in it, which is weird.
Oh yeah. Mathematically, they're still
even,
in it.
Even with the Eagles 8-0, they are mathematically still in the playoffs.
They're still in it.
And then you got the AFC East. Bills 6-2, Jets 6-3. Never would have seen that one coming. Dolphins 6-3. And the Patriots 5-4. Now, I don't know which I saw somebody, one of the NFL things tweeted this out and said, which is the tougher division, AFC East or the NFC East? And I'm not really sure. I didn't comment because I wanted to save it for tonight. I really don't know.
Defense. Who's got the tough defense? Who has the scariest defense in the division? The team.
I mean, but you look at it like, except for the only undefeated team in the NFL, these are the toughest divisions in the league, I think.
Right. Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if the, and we used to say that about like the AFC West with the Chiefs and the NFC East was the laughing stock for the longest time, laughing stock of the NFL, and things are turning around.
But there's something I noticed though about the quarterbacks are they durable because we're getting ready to go into the winter season.
Oh yeah,
this is when the bones are cold, the hits hurt even more. Can they stand up? Will they be able to?
I don't know.
Tui.
Well, Wilson didn't play it all last year, did he? So
nah,
he hasn't played much in cold weather because he's been injured. Yeah. But real quick, the other thing I wanted to give a shout out to, can we give it up for the GOAT, Tom Brady?
Yes, no, that was a hell of a comeback. Hell of a comeback. Like, what was that, like his 50th something comeback?
50th fourth quarter comeback. He also crossed over 100,000 passing yards.
Yes, yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, ain't nobody else going to break that record.
Yeah.
Yeah. The comebacks, I don't think anybody, but he literally shut because there, you know, there were a lot of people. We were one of those. ESPN, a lot of these places, is Brady done? I mean, he's looking bad. And then he literally comes out, all right, 40-some seconds, all right, no timeouts. All right, we can do this. And marches down the field.
Not only, and we forget one thing, he did that against the champions, the Rams. He did that against a championship team. He did that against a Super Bowl defense. Holy crap. What's going on with the Rams?
And you could see Sean McVay was pissed that they lost. And he had every right to be. Yeah. I just was like, I didn't know how to respond to that one either, because I'm just like,
it's talent. Woo! It's talent. Tom Brady, this is what he does. It's what he does.
I mean, he's done that.
Not only if Aaron Rodgers.
Only if Aaron Rodgers. Oh, dude. Rodgers, I said this 2 weeks ago. I was telling Santiago this. I think I messaged you, and I've been saying that part of me thinks he's done. I don't think he's done with football, but I think he's done in Green Bay. I don't think we're going to see him.
Bro, he don't have no weapons.
I get that. But he had no weapons in the offseason, and what did they do? They didn't get him any weapons. They did. He's in the back saying, yo, I need something, somebody to throw to. So, well, we're going to get rid of Davante Adams because you don't need him. And we saw, like, that was the biggest.
And I think that hurt them more than anything else. Isn't their running back hurt? They're done.
I think so, yeah. Their season is over, and I think Rodgers is going to want out. I think he's going to either retire. And I don't see him retiring, but I think he's going to go somewhere.
But see, there's a difference between Josh Allen and Aaron Rodgers. He said, we played like crap, and it's on me. Aaron Rodgers, it's receivers. It's not me. It's those guys. They need to, I mean.
Rodgers, and that's the thing is, who wants to take him? I get if you look at stats, NFL MVP, I would love to have him.
Come on, they gotta take Aaron Rodgers. You put the right play. Let me tell you something. You know who could save him?
Do you think he would end up in San Francisco if he called and said, "Hey, I want to play for the 49ers"? Do you think that would be a wise choice?
If Jimmy left on and they got him, yeah, they would do that. They would make that move I don't think they're 100% sold on that kid. That's why they never got rid of Jimmy G. So, yeah, hell yeah. And he'll make money. He'll sell jerseys.
And to be honest, if Rodgers went to San Francisco, I would have to say that they are Super Bowl contenders next year.
But you got to understand also, he's a little bitter towards San Francisco because he thought he was actually, once upon a time ago, thought he was going to go to San Francisco. And they let that poor kid. You remember when he was sitting in the back in the green room with his, and he's just sitting there and he's just like, dropping.
Yeah, it was between him and oh god, who was the one that they picked up? It's not Garcia, was it?
No.
The one we had with Washington blew his knee out and ended his career.
He almost lost his leg, man. They used to call him Flash.
But regardless, I think. Even with the bitterness, I think if San Francisco had the opportunity to go after Rodgers, I think I think he would take it. But could you imagine having him healthy with the weapons that the Niners have?
They don't want him. He's a prima donna. He's not.
He is.
But Odell Beckham. Now I hear rumors he wants to go play for the Cowboys. Or go back to the Giants. But I'm telling you, man, the Packers, if I was Aaron Rodgers or somebody, I'd be like,
oh, God. If I was, they need, if they passed on that, how much more you can piss off your star quarterback it literally amazes me how much they've pretty much pissed him off, like beyond what I would have expected, considering what he's done for that team.
How about Raider fans being pissed off, man?
Oh, dude, jeez,
you lead, you're winning, and then you just hand, oh my God, what is going on with the Las Vegas Raiders?
They're self-destructing. And it's, well, they released safety Abram in the latest first round misfire.
Yes,
but
yes.
You look at how they started out, and they had all these expectations. And I want to say it was almost like with the Browns, they had high expectations.
Right.
The Panthers had high expectations. They were going to get Baker Mayfield, and it was going to turn their season around. And we saw how that worked out.
But Devontae Adams had 146 yards and two touchdowns.
Derek Carr
had 259 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. Even Jacobs, 67 yards. How do you lose? How do you lose that game?
A skill, apparently. Absolute skill. It takes a lot of skill to just
like, what the
to give that one up.
And congratulations, Saturday, being the coach of the Colts. He's back with the Colts.
I think that's actually a good one. I think that's a good one. I'm excited to see what he can do.
Love Saturday.
I didn't know he was even in the running for the job. All of a sudden, I saw that they fired the coach. I was like, well, that doesn't really surprise me. And then they're like, oh, and Jeff Saturday is the new head coach. I was like, what?
When the hell did that? I just saw him the other day on ESPN.
I know. I was like, but he was already on TV on the ESPN, yeah. And they didn't say nothing about him getting a job.
I thought he would be more of a general manager, you know, like somebody like John Lynch being a GM than being
Dude, a Lynch has a done coach. A hell of a job since he became a. I never really saw him as a, you know, office guy. You know, the front office type.
Nobody did. But sometimes people don't seem to understand. Just because these guys play football, they do go to college and they do get degrees.
Does that mean one day we'll see Warren Sapp as a head coach?
No, you gonna see him sitting next to Marshawn Lynch in a car.
Sound asleep. What's going on?
But
and the Colts have a new new offensive play caller.
Yes,
Parks Frazier. It's a hell of a name.
That is. It sounds like two television shows mashed together. You know, the Parkers and the Frazers.
He looks young. He looks young. I don't know
Well, that's what they. You know, they've been hiring a lot of young.
Yeah. So the Colts interim head coach Jeff Saturday made his play calling decision. Says past game specialist assistant quarterbacks coach Parks Frazier is expected to be named the Colts offensive play caller starting with Sunday's game against the Raiders. So that came from Ian Rapoport and Tom Pelissero. So on the one hand, Frazier has the most experience of any offensive coach left on the staff after Monday's dismissal of Frank Reich and last week's firing of offensive coordinator Marcus Brady. On the other hand, Indy just handed the keys to its offense to a 30-year-old who has never called plays or been in a role higher than an assistant. I mean, what else do they have to lose at this point? Like, seriously. And sometimes the guys that don't have any coaching experience, actually it works out for them really well.
If I was a billionaire and I was hiring somebody, they got to have some experience. Got to have some experience. And so...
I don't know. It's going to be an iffy... We'll have to kind of see how it ends up. I do know that we have our first flexed game of the season. Mm-hmm. The Chiefs-Chargers game has been flexed to Sunday Night Football in Week 11. Will now match up on November 20th will now be featured on Sunday Night Football at 8:20 Eastern. So that's our first flex game of the season, I think.
We got a game in Germany too.
Ooh, yeah, that's right. That's a first, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
I believe that's the first time. Yeah, first time out there. So I'll speed through our picks because then we can just get back to the news and talk about games and all stats and all that, because it was a lot of passing. There was a lot of running, again, as usual. So week 9, Eagles at Texans. We both got that one right. I don't think I'm going to be saying betting against the Eagles anytime soon unless something changes, because that is one of the hottest teams I've seen. Chargers at the Falcons. The Chargers came out with the victory in that one. I got that right.
Who did I say? Dolphins? The Falcons?
Yeah, you said the Falcons, and that was the, with the asterisk, which was you went with the Falcons as the upset pick.
Okay, I went with an upset. They almost.
Yeah, they did. They almost did. Dolphins at the Bears. We got that one right.
Yeah.
Panthers at Bengals. I got that wrong. Obviously, we saw the Bengals won that one. My upset was the Lions against the Packers, and Lions won that one.
Yes, they did. Yeah, they did. 15-9. That was a horrible, just so you know, that was a horrible game.
Ugly game. Raiders at Jacksonville. I got that one right as well. With Jacksonville coming back and winning. Colts at Patriots. We both got that one. Bills at the Jets. We both got wrong because I almost want, and I did say that if the Jets, I did. Yeah. I went with the Lions as the upset, but I did say if the Jets won, that would be the upset game of the season. And I still stick to that one because I don't know if there's a bigger team that could have lost that the Jets could have beat right now, besides maybe the Eagles. That would have been one hell of a one. Vikings at Washington. We both got that right. Although Washington was leading, and then God damn it, Heinicke with the interception that caused us to lose. But Vikings are finding ways to win. Seahawks at Cardinals. I got that one right. The Seahawks beat the Cardinals.
Yes, she did.
Geno's still on fire. Rams at the Bucks. We both got that wrong because God damn it, Tom Brady, that beautiful football player that he is, came back with 40 seconds and no timeouts to win the game.
I was shaking my head too, looking at that guy.
I know. God bless it. Titans at the Chiefs. The Chiefs won that one. And we both got the Saints Ravens game wrong. So for the week,
I went with the Saints.
Yeah, we both went Saints on that one.
Wow. Sorry.
I think it was Jackson? Yeah.
Lord.
Which is weird because I know I was shocked as well. But you finished with you went week 9, 6 went correct, 7 incorrect. I got 9 correct and 4 incorrect. Which, because of week 9, for our total, you are at 70 wins and 47 losses, and I'm at 72 wins, 45. It was literally this week. So, which it may not always be that way, but it's still interesting to see how it
keeps I can't wait this week. This week's going to be interesting.
Yeah, I already have it written. I have the names already set up in the app, so it's all set and good to go. I'm making sure to do that each time now. So all I have to do is write the team names down. But now we can actually talk about the scores and hop around because we pretty much got there wasn't a huge amount of news. The biggest news was I think the firing and the hiring.
There should be more firing, like the Raiders. That's the
situation. You know what? I hate to say it, but I agree with you on that. I think I know there were a lot of people that think that Washington the fans or there's a lot of fans and a lot of the Washington groups that I'm with that are all out there saying, oh, we need to fire Rivera. He needs to go. It's done. And I'm just like, yeah, you guys, you realize every coach we have, when we don't have a winning season, you guys say that. I mean, I agreed with getting rid of Zorn. Jim Zorn, I agreed with. Steve Spurrier, I agreed with.
I think I'd rather see him somewhere else. I just don't see him with Washington. I don't.
And maybe it'll change. And maybe it'll change when we get our new owner.
Because Heinicke deserves a coach whisper, a quarterback coach whisper. And I'm sorry, dude is not that guy. Because he's a good quarterback. He's got.
What do you think if he was like in a place like Tampa? And I know that the coach, not with the coach, but with having a coordinator that obviously was a quarterback. If Washington went out and got an offensive coordinator that was a former quarterback, do you think that would help turn things around with Heinicke?
Yeah, because he does do good. He makes these simple mistakes, interceptions, and stuff that sets him back. if you work with him, because don't bring, like, you bring somebody like Wentz, or I was like, come on, man, you know he's gonna get hurt, and then he's done. He's done.
Yeah.
Come on, we didn't see that. We didn't. You called it. You called it. We didn't. We didn't see. That's what he does.
I know. That's
he
what
couldn't
irritates
even show
me.
Up to the Super Bowl. Somebody else got his MVP trophy.
I don't know if he would have gotten the MVP, honestly, even if he had played. I'm looking. I'm trying to see what the we could start at the top of the NFL scores list and just go for, you know, all the way down. I will say the Thursday night game, they're finally getting good ones now. It's not the field goal special teams games were what we've been got stuck with for the last few times.
Right.
But Eagles, I don't know what else to say that besides they're undefeated still. And I don't know a team that can beat them yet. I really don't.
That's another team that, I mean, they got a hell. Pierce is a stud running back, but he's on a bad Texan team.
So we're at week 10 for the Eagles. They have their schedule is they've got Washington. Then they face the Colts. Then they face the Packers. Then it's the Titans, the Giants, and the Bears. They're going to beat Washington, and that's just the way it is. I don't see Washington beating them.
I'm pulling in a one of those freaky upsets, man. Just
you might
like
think
the Bills.
You could think,
I think one of those teams are going to upset them.
Well,
they're going to.
I'm looking at it. I don't see. I think they'll beat Washington. They'll beat the Packers. They'll beat the Bears. Then you got that leaves the Giants, the Titans, and the Colts. And out of those three, one of them will beat them. I think. It would shock me if they go undefeated.
I don't see it either, but the way they're playing. I've seen this with Dallas. I've seen this with the Cardinals. And when they were on a roll and they were kicking
the Patriots as well. Years ago, you know, the Brady-led Patriots didn't get to do it.
Yeah.
But the Eagles, man, Jesus, Jalen Hurts.
You got to take the injuries and the weather. We're getting ready. It's going to be a horrible winter season, folks, especially in these East Coast, North. It's going to be ridiculous. And I guarantee you, Eagles are not going to be able to be – I mean, come on. They're not going to win every game.
I will say, bravo to Hurts, 21 to 27.
Yes.
Only six incompletions, 243 yards, two touchdowns, no interceptions. That's always the good thing. But look at the running game. He ran nine times, but not a whole lot. I think it was mostly when he needed to escape the pocket. Because if you look at it, nine carries, 23 yards. That's basically you trying not to get sacked.
Can we also show some love for Dallas Goedert? 100 yards, the tight end. Can we
show this
some,
is like
the tight end.
Tight ends have been showing off lately. The tight ends have been clearly showing off.
Nine targets. He caught eight for 100 yards. He was averaging 12.5. God, he's also on one of my fantasy teams.
Well, Miles Sanders had a good game, 17 carries for 93 yards and a touchdown.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
They actually had two rushing touchdowns. Kenneth Gainwell had one as well. The only thing that the negative thing for the Eagles, Hurts fumbled it twice and lost it once.
Can't be fumbling.
Yeah, that's a bad thing. But they did get two interceptions. Their defense got two interceptions. And Javon Hargrave, dude, six tackles, one assist, and three sacks.
Yeah.
Dude,
he's the only
one on the team that got the sacks. But
honestly, I watched that game. I watched that game from beginning to the end. Texas could have been in the beginning. Texas was in there. But, dude, Mills, the interceptions and the stupid passings and the –
Check this out. So for the Texans, I think they found a stud player on their team. Damian Pierce.
Yes.
27 carries, 139 yards.
Yes.
No touchdowns, which sucks. But
he was running through them like they were nothing. and he couldn't stop him.
But that's the thing though. If the Texans can have a running back do that, imagine a better team than the Texans that have a good running back. Right. What they could do, because then that's the weakness. That's the weak link for the Eagles.
But in the fairness of the Texans, though, they're playing with a third and fourth, fifth string receivers. Their top receivers are out. So, but they did have Dorsett, and they had more. Which I had, I had to pick
Tony Dorsett's back.
I picked those two receivers, and Kevin was laughing at me. He's like, "Oh, bottom of the waiver wire." And Dorsett had 69 yards, and Chris Moore actually got me a TD. So those guys did help me.
And he is related. I'm almost positive. He's not like super tall. 5'10", 192 pounds. That's
right
for a receiver, dude. That's not like super tall, but hey, he did what he needed to do, and he got the yards.
Yeah,
but yeah, I think if the Texans had better, I don't know if I want to say
they do. They got Brandon Cooks. They got Brandon Cooks.
Do you think they could be a different team with a better quarterback?
I'm gonna tell you this. I had my doubts about the dude, but he's good. You got to, like I said, man, you just can't just yank these guys out and go get somebody.
He didn't play last year, though.
Josh Allen was not the super stud he was. Herbert wasn't the super. You got to let them.
Jalen Hurts.
Thank you. They was getting ready to boot him out. They wanted him out of Philly.
Here's another one for you. Remember this really good quarterback in LA. I think his name was Jared Goff. Sucked his first year, great his second, and now look where he is.
Yeah.
That's the thing. You like, it doesn't matter who you are, how good you are,
right.
It can be gone just like that, just with a snap. I mean, look at Brady. Brady looked like an old man. Father Time finally caught up with him. And then all of a sudden, it's like second half of the season, it's a different
honestly,
Brady.
Honestly, it's in whatever situation you are. Now, let's talk about a horrible situation. And I don't know if we're coming
talk,
up.
Are we talking Green Bay? We can hop around. At this point, we can hop around.
All right, let's talk about Carolina. Folks, I'm not joking. Walker. Dang. Okay, this quarterback Walker, all right. Did you see what he had in passing yards?
Oh, I just pulled it up. Oh, that's bad.
Did you see that?
What was his QB rating? Did he even have one? Jesus.
2.6, and the rating was 0.0.
Oh, Jesus.
Guess who picked him off the waiver wire? Paid, so we have like virtual money that I paid $20 in virtual money to pick up Walker. Now I want you to look and see what he did.
3 for 10 on passing, 9 yards and 2 interceptions. Oh my God.
I lost. In 20 something years playing fantasy football, that was probably the worst waiver wire pickup I've ever did. I had guys laughing at me. Woohoo, boy Ray, how's that Walker working for you? So guess who they brought back in? Baker Mayfield.
And look at, you know what? 14 to 20, 155 yards, 2 touchdowns, and no interceptions.
You know what? He was like, hey, this is my chance to get my job back. And I guess what?
I'm looking at the rest of it. You had some running and random people, like, they need a good. I think Baker needs more time. Like,
bro, and whoa, then, whoa, whoa, know, whoa, whoa. Can we? Joe Mixon, 4 running touchdowns and 1 receipt, 5 touchdowns that day.
Here, so he had 22 of 28, 206 yards passing, 1 touchdown. Brandon Allen came in at some point, 3 for 3 for 22 yards. Like, did you let a backup come in and still get 3 passes back to back? But not only that, but Mixon, 22 carries, 153 rushing yards. The boy averaged 7 yards a carry.
Yeah.
It was almost to the point where if you hand him the ball, it's a first down automatically.
Yep. Automatic. automatic.
But
he had a hell of a day. Hell of a day.
Don't let's not forget Samaje Perine. 6 carries for 51 yards. I mean, between those two, good God, they had 200 yards rushing just from those two players, two running backs.
Yeah.
And then not only did Mixon have 153 yards receiving or rushing, he had 4 catches for 58 yards receiving and a touchdown. Like, you can't beat that.
But Walker had 2 interceptions. Good Lord, he should have just wrapped the football up like a baby, walked over and said, "Here you go."
Walker. 42-21.
Carolina.
They are 2-7 on the season. I would not have predicted that. That is nasty.
But I will not give up on Baker Mayfield. I'm not giving up on him either.
I think it's just it's the team and the I don't that's about all. Well,
they fired the coach, so they got assistant coach. They got promoted. Their team is.
I don't want to say it's the team. The players, I think it's the staff is their issue. I think that's the real issue for them.
Well, they got a stud receiver, DJ Moore. He needs more balls. Foreman, the running back, he's actually a good running back. And they need players, man. Like I said, you need.
So I'm going to pull up the next shit game that we had, which was one that I called. But I was more of a I don't think it's going to happen type thing. Actually, I kind of figured it was. So the Detroit Lions, 2-6 or 2-7 at this point. I don't know what the hell they are, but they beat the Packers 15-9. It was a disgustingly ugly game. So first quarter 0-0, second quarter 0-0, third quarter the Packers got 6 points. Lions 0. Oh, the Packers got a field goal in the fourth quarter. They're going to win it 9-0. Oh, wait, no, I missed the 8. I just didn't see that.
So they almost came back.
Detroit was up 8-0 at halftime, which I don't know what to tell you there. It was 8-6 in the third quarter, which, folks, I know that sounds like a baseball game, soccer maybe. Hockey should not be a football score. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Packers got a field goal in the fourth. They were up 9-8, which is weird as hell, and then Detroit gets a touchdown. But the problem that I see here is first quarter, Detroit gets the ball, 10 plays, 55 yards, turnover on downs. Green Bay, 12 plays, 88 yards, interception. Oh, Rodgers. Detroit gets the ball back, 5 plays, 3 yards. Oh, they have to punt. Green Bay, all right, they can get this job done. 7 plays, 57 yards, they're going to do. Oh, interception. Second quarter, Lions, 10 plays, 47 yards, and a punt. Green Bay, 12 plays, starting at the 1 yard line, went 61 yards and turnover on downs. Then finally, we get a touchdown. Detroit gets a touchdown. Jared Goff, 1 yard TD to Zaystra, a receiver. probably never gotten to play very much because, they don't do much. But 46 yards, they get the touchdown. End of the half, you got Green Bay with 2 plays and -1 yards. So start third quarter, Green Bay, you guys got it. 8 plays, 23 yards. Oh, they got a punt.
Yeah.
And Detroit's feeling sorry for Rodgers. They know he's upset. They go 3 plays, 7 yards, and then they throw an interception. But Green Bay doesn't even want it. 1 play, 1 yard, Aaron Rodgers with the interception. They were like, we don't want it. Take it back.
Right.
And Green Bay, then Detroit. I can't make this kind of shit up. Detroit gets the ball back, 4 plays, -2 yards, punts it back to Green Bay. It's like playing tag. So Green Bay finally.
We don't want to win. We don't want to win. We want to lose.
I know. It's like hot potato. Green Bay gets it, 8 plays, 49 yards. Rodgers to Lazard for 20 yards, touchdown. They're going to win it.
Yeah.
Oh, then this is what the killer here. Detroit gets the ball, 17 plays. Holy shit, that is a long time for both not only an offense, but for defense. 5 minutes, goes 70 yards, and Goff gets a touchdown 3 yards out. Green Bay says, you know what, we can one up that. We're going to go 18 plays for 71 yards, 8 minutes and 15 seconds, and we just get a win. I would be fucking pissed. If I was on the field for 8 minutes, almost 8.5 minutes, 18 plays, and all you could produce is a field goal, I would have been like, hey, Love, come here. You think you could do something for us? Detroit says, well, we're going
to
go.
I would hate to be a defense player on the sideline looking at the off, like, really?
Dude, that's a long time on the field for both of them. And then you had Detroit turnover on downs. Green Bay, turnover on downs. Detroit gets it back. One play, negative 1 yard, which means they downed it, and they win the game. Ugly, ugly game.
Yeah.
I wish the commentary was like how I pronounced it, because it probably would have made it way more exciting. My question with Green Bay is, how long do you think it's going to be before Rodgers starts putting Love in more? Or do you think that's going to happen?
No, they're not going to do that. They're going to roll.
How many more losses do you think? Because if you keep losing, you're going to start to figure out that
Love is not.
No, I know he's not. But maybe it'll give a spark.
No. You don't place one bum for another. Sorry.
I know. I never liked that one either.
They're gonna.
I'll let you pick the next game.
All right. Can we talk about Indianapolis and the New England Patriots game?
Oh yeah, that was 26-3.
Sam, who's this? Sam.
Sam, is that Ellinger?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at the stats for him. Oofed. Well, at least he got over 100 yards passing, but.
Oh, my God. Look at the QBR. It's 13.4. His rating is 44.6. Whoa. He was so sacked.
He led the team in rushing with 39 yards.
Yeah, because he was running for his life. He was running. He was running for his life.
That's terrible. The entire first quarter, punt. New England started with the ball. You got punt, 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 punt. And then finally, New England gets a field goal. And then the Colts literally just punt, New England field goal. Colts punt. Well, actually, it was a block punt. New England touchdown. They literally punted the ball the entire game, except for a missed field goal. And they finally got the one field goal. And then they got some interceptions, and they sprinkled in a couple of turnovers on downs. But I'm looking at the stats, and there's nothing.
Here, look, Nick Folk field goal. Nick Folk field goal. Then you had a Stevenson got a pass from Mac. Then 40-yard field goal.
Dude, Stevenson had a good game though. Stevenson had 15 carries for 60 yards. That's not bad. I mean,
I think Stevenson's great.
But if you look at it, Stevenson was 60 yards. You had some other guys that had a few yards here and there. But Mac Jones had 147 yards passing and a touchdown. That's a pretty balanced offensive attack, running and passing. That's pretty good, I think.
I will give you that.
Hunter Henry led.
Another tight end.
Led with receptions, he led with yards, 50 yards on four catches. That's not bad. I mean, the Colts need to figure something out.
And Stevenson did do good because he got 60 yards rushing, but he did get 10 yards receiving. What a TD. Stevenson's good. He's good. And I do like me some Hunter Henry, too.
I don't know with the Colts, man. They are just.
Well, their star running back is hurt. They're hurt. It's like if Derrick Henry, the king, he calls himself the king. If Titans, they're nothing without Derrick Henry. I'm pretty much just like the Colts. Yeah, it's like the Colts.
Unfortunately. I'm going to go. I'll pick the next one.
Who you got?
The Raiders and the Jaguars. God. You know what, though? Honestly, so at halftime, I'll just go this way. At halftime, it was 20-10. Raiders up. I'm like, all right, the Raiders are back. And I was mistaken because they said, you know what? Jacksonville, I'm going to let you take over. 17 unanswered points, and they lost. So what? I don't know. What the hell? What happened?
Well, they interviewed Devontae Adams. They asked him, what's going on? People ain't doing what they supposed to do. Nobody's executing. But me, you know, I had 146 yards. I'm doing my job. My boy Derek, you know, he's doing it. I mean, what? I don't know. I don't know what's going on.
Jacobs had a good game. 17 carries, 67 yards rushing. Yeah, Devontae, 10 catches, 146 yards, 2 touchdowns. And Foster had 2 catches for 42 yards.
Why are they losing?
But in Jacksonville, Trevor Lawrence, 25 of 31, 235 yards and a touchdown. It's pretty good.
Their running back
who is Travis Etienne? Whoever he is, the boy had 28 yard carries for 109 yards.
And don't forget Kurt. Touchdowns. Kurt, 8 receivers. Yeah. 7,
Marvin Jones.
Yeah.
The Jones boys. Marvin Jones.
Wait a minute. What did Marvin get?
Marvin got 5 catches, 48 yards. And bad. Zay got 5 catches for 40 yards. Great. But if you look at the running game, they had 109 yards rushing from Travis. Trevor Lawrence. Trevor had 6 carries for 53 yards. Right. And then, man, people need these weird names. This needs to stop being a thing. But Hasty, you know, had 3 carries for 6 yards. He wasn't very hasty.
You know what? The Raiders are missing their tight end, Waller. I think they're really missing him.
I'm looking at the stats between the two teams, and I'm at this point giving up this. I think it was the defense, obviously. Because the offense was produced well, it was a second half collapse in all reality on both sides of the game because obviously they couldn't put any points up.
Right.
But I don't know.
All right. Well, we got to talk about your Commanders and the Vikings and when's Jay-Z and Bezo gonna buy your team?
Not soon enough. I mean, you never know. We might have a bidding war, and RG3 might buy the team.
I've got $400 million. I could hook up with who the hell is he? Who's he gonna hook up with?
To be fair, he did say he was just gonna be a minority owner with some fans. I did reach out to him and put my hat in there and say, "Look, I've been a fan since '82, buddy. I know every stat about the team, going all the way back."
Bezos said, "Boy, I'm worth over $100 billion. Get your braided hair butt out of here."
Yeah, RG3 messaged me back, said, "Bezos told me I'm not allowed to do anything." So
yeah,
I was like, "All right." But no, it was a close game, and once again, Minnesota had come back. They started strong, and then God damn it, Maker.
Cousins. I would put Cousins in there for MVP up there.
Cousins was 22 of 40, 265 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 interception. Nick Mullins was 1 for 1 for -3. I mean, that's cool. Dalvin Cook didn't do a huge amount of rushing.
He got hit. Did you see that hit Cousin got?
Yeah, he got it.
You got what was? How but, about them balls? You shut up, Maker.
But Justin Jefferson, 7 catches, 115 yards, and a touchdown. And their newest acquisition, T.J. Hockenson. Detroit fans are like, "What the f? Why weren't you doing that?"
They didn't want to pay him. They didn't want to pay the man.
Like, I could have done that. Yeah. If I was on a different team, I could have.
Yeah, Adam Thielen, my man, 67. Thank you.
He 3 catches, but I mean that was clearly
Yeah, he was targeted seven times. He was targeted.
Seven times. But Hockenson targeted 9 times, caught all of them. Jefferson, 13 targets, 7 catches. Mm-hmm. And we see who his two favorites are. And obviously it's Justin Jefferson. And it seems, at least off of that game, it was TJ Hockenson. Yeah, and then we had the one, the Harrison Smith with the interception. That fucking killed us.
Right.
Heinicke, 15 to 28, 149 yards, 2 touchdowns. But that God bless it interception killed it for us.
He's got to bring that QBR. He needs. I like him as a quarterback, but if he's going to be the man in Washington, they got to get some better leadership.
But you know what? I'm pleased. Curtis Samuel, shout out to him. He only had 3 catches for 65 yards, but he did get the touchdown, and I'm glad to see him back in the lineup.
Yep, dude. Because he caught a 49-yard pass out of the 65. And, that was 49.
McLaurin had 5 catches for 56 yards, as you know, again. So that was, we had that. We did have the interception, but it was one of those that I think it could have gone either way.
I agree.
And the Vikings are finding ways every week. They're 7-1. I don't think I would have expected them to be 7-1 into week 10.
When you're leading, you have to put your foot down on their neck and don't let them get up and defend the score. You're up. Don't let them come back. And you let them come back.
Yeah, and that's the thing is Cousins is making a statement. He's fucking accurate as hell, and he's been making these fourth quarter comebacks or second half comebacks in reality are becoming a thing for him. Let's see. Who else do we want to talk about? Let's see. We could go, or you want to pick one? Go for it.
I picked the last one, hey, you want?
How about we'll do the Cardinals? Because I don't think I wasn't really expecting.
Let's talk about the Cardinals.
Seahawks win at 31-21. And I'm looking stat wise. I got the stats up, but I'm gonna look. So
they got another secret weapon in Seattle.
Seattle was up 10-7 at the half. Both teams scored, so it was 17-14 in the third quarter. But then Seattle scored 2 touchdowns in the fourth to secure that one.
Right.
I'll have the Seahawks stats up, but Geno. Mr. Comeback Player of the Year, I think. Get this right.
Well, 275. He had 275 yards, 2 TDs. His QBR 76.
Yeah, that's good enough. I mean, I can be okay. I'm okay with an interception when you're putting up almost 300 yards and you're getting the touchdowns. Kenneth Walker.
Yeah. 109
on 26 carries and 2 touchdowns. And Geno. 6 carries for 38 yards.
Yeah.
Dude, like they were on fire. And then Noah Fant, almost 100 yards, 6 targets, 5 catches, 96 yards. And then you had Tyler Lockett with 5 catches for 67, and DK Metcalf, 5 catches, 37 yards, and a touchdown. Make your damn troll.
Kyler Murray runs too much.
How did he do?
And I know that's his. His thing.
Yeah, dude, you outran your running back, James. And Connor's not a bad running back.
No, he's not. And he's got backups. Eno Benjamin's a good backup. Even Greg Ingram Dortch. Is a good back.
Yeah,
these guys are good backups.
Oh, Zach Ertz finally got a touchdown and showed up to play.
Yes, he did. He did the dance in the sideline too. Oh, it's pretty funny.
God, yeah, I saw that. But the other thing that hurt them is guess what? Kyler Murray did again. Fumbled twice, lost it once.
Yes.
Which is he's prone to, it seems. But he 25 of 35, 175 yards and 2 touchdowns is not that good. Especially when you ran the ball for 8 times for 60 yards. You're not the best runner. It's one thing if you have a line that can open things up and allow you to run. Like, the Bears actually have a good line, but they're not utilizing Fields the right way. Like, Fields can run. He's kind of like a Lamar Jackson. He's just on the wrong team because that team refuses to – they want him to be a pocket passer that he's not. And Kyler just doesn't want to study and follow the rules and listen to the coaching staff, apparently, and thinks he knows everything. And then you got Captain Comeback, Geno Smith, that said, nope, we're going to roll with this one.
Yeah.
All right.
Shout out to Pete Carroll. All right, I got for you Tennessee and KC. Tennessee almost won. Derek, Derek Henry, the king, 115 yards, 2 touchdowns. I'm not – this Malik Willis, everybody's talking about, oh, my God, Tannehill, you better watch out for your job. This guy's not taking his job, man. Sorry.
But so I want to say this, though. Holy shit. Mahomes, 43 of 68. One, I don't, dude, you threw it almost 70 passes. That's ridiculous. Can you even feel your arm? I mean, good God, 446 yards.
He shouldn't, but what he shouldn't be throwing that much. He should not be throwing that much. But what kills me
is he only got one touchdown. He had one interception, but one, you threw the guy the dang gone ball. 43 completions for 446 yards, and all you got out of that was a touchdown. I'd be pissed. And he led the team in rushing yards.
Right.
Shit, 6 carries for 63 yards and a touchdown. Like, Clyde Edwards, what were you there at all? I mean, I know you got 4 carries for 5 yards. You averaged a yard.
He got stopped. Even the rookie Pacheco, he got all of them. They got.
Yeah. 3 carries, 4 yards, averaging a 1.3. I could do better than that. I could probably get 1.5 yards per carry before they destroy me. But Mahomes, 6 carries, 63 yards, was averaging 10.5 yards a carry. And then Travis Kelce, isn't he a tight end? Again, another tight end? Damn, yes, what is it? 10 catches, yes, 106 yards.
Tight ends weekend.
And Juju Smith,
88, woo,
10 catches, 88 Hardman, yards.
79.
Yeah, well, I mean, he was throwing it to everybody. My issue is you threw the ball a lot. That's a lot of passing, 70 attempts. You got a lot of yards. That's great. But you didn't put up barely any points. You only got one passing touchdown. That's an excessive amount of passing, in my opinion, to only get one touchdown.
Yeah.
And Tennessee, Derrick Henry was pretty much the only highlight. They did so bad on passing, they didn't even give me a quarterback to use. The NFL literally took out the passing and said, you don't even deserve to show, we're not even going to show you anybody your passing stats. It was that bad. I don't know what the passing total was because the NFL literally took it away and said, you're not getting this. Henry, it's your team now. I got a good one. And this one, I think, was another close one. But between the two teams, they put up 67 points. And that was the Miami Dolphins winning it over the Chicago Bears. Bravo to the Bears, one. I mean, not for losing because, but for putting 32 points up, they had that game.
Yeah.
That's a lot of points for the Bears because I don't normally see them doing that much. But
they're doing their thing. And
Tyreek had one hell of a game. 7 catches for Tyreek Hill, 143 yards.
Just durability of Tua, though, man.
Yeah, Tua. 20. I mean, he did 21 carries. 21 of 30 on passing, 302 yards and 3 touchdowns. That's good. And he did not run the ball that much. 5 carries for 0 yards. Right. So that was, oh, shit, I'm running out of the pocket and I'm down. Mm-hmm. Because Jeff Wilson had 9 carries for 51 yards. And Raheem Mostert had 9 carries for 26 yards and a touchdown. So that's pretty good for running game. And Waddle, their other star, 5 catches, 85 yards, and the touchdown. So I think we need to watch out for the Dolphins as well. We know that they've got talent.
Right.
the issue is the quarterback, and not in a negative way. It's just, can he stay healthy in the long run to get them to the promised land, which is obviously the Super Bowl. And for the Bears, I mean, this is my issue with the Bears. Justin Fields, 17 to 28 on passing, 123 yards. That seems like crap, but he had 3 touchdowns and 0 interceptions.
Your running back should not be doing 170. He damn near.
No. That's not the running back. That's their quarterback.
I know. Justin Fields. I know. Justin Fields should not be running 100. He damn near did a 200 yards. That's rushing ridiculous.
Game. And he's a quarterback. He was averaging 12 yards a carry. Your running back ran the ball for 14 carries.
Yeah.
One less carry than Fields, but only got 36 yards. Khalil Herbert got 7 carries for 23 yards. And then they had some no names that no one cares about because their stats don't amount to anything. But I want to say no, that's not a thing for Fields to be running that much. But what in the F is up with the Dolphins defense for allowing the Justin Fields to throw 123 yards, get 3 passing touchdowns, and then run the ball for almost 200 yards? Your defense is in trouble. Because if it was a better team, you guys would have lost that game. And they almost did. I mean, you only won by a field goal. And in my book, I don't know. I don't like the fact that he ran that much, but I don't like the fact that the Dolphins allowed Fields to get that many rushing yards. And on top of which, the 3 passing touchdowns. I mean, that's a bad sign for the Dolphins.
Good game for Fields, but Tua, come on, man.
Yeah. We talked the Bills Jets. What other teams are Rams Bucks? The Bucks came out and won that one, 16-13. Bitch. Well, we kind of got that. Let's do our picks and focus on Week 10. At this point, it's
week 9 is behind us. On to the next.
We are done. So week 10, let's see. I already got it pulled up. We've got Falcons at the Panthers.
Going with the Falcons.
I am too. And it's nothing against the Panthers.
They got Cordell Patterson, folks, and he scored a couple of touchdowns in last game.
This is the next one. Seahawks at the Bucks. And I get Brady came back, but I don't know. I don't want to go. The Seahawks are just. I don't know.
That's
a tough one.
Nah, I'm going Seahawks. I'm going with Seahawks.
I think Brady could do it, but I just.
They got I'm the going better. Seahawks. Metcalf and Lockett, they got the better receiver tandem.
Yeah. And Geno is, let's be real. If you took based off of stats currently through 9 weeks, just focus on the 9 weeks, nothing in the past. Geno's a better quarterback than Brady right now.
Right.
I agree. Next up, oh damn. Vikings at the Bills. Oh shit. Oh man. I almost want to say the Vikings, but I don't like to go against Josh Allen. But the Vikings keep finding ways to get
hurt. Josh Allen might not play, folks.
I'm going Vikings not play. On this one. I don't know. I think, I got to go with the Vikings, the hot team. Because Bills are questionable. Because even if he's hurt, if he plays, is he 100%? That's the other thing. That's a nasty hit.
True.
Angle that his arm went.
Can he get that ball down to Diggs?
And the thing is, the injured arm, the hurt arm, that's his throwing arm. That's what scares me about that.
Well, so. I'm going with the Bills.
All right. Lions at the Bears. Jesus Christ. Lions at the Bears. Oh, shit.
The Bears.
Okay. I'm going to go Lions on this one just because.
New York.
It's 2 shitty teams. I had to. Jaguars at the Chiefs. I'm going Chiefs. I almost part of me wants to say Jacksonville, but I got to go with the Chiefs because I can't.
Going with Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah, I can't. If it was a different team other than Jacksonville, I might go against the Chiefs, but it's Jacksonville. And yes, I know they're doing good, but it's still Jacksonville going against Mahomes. Browns at the Dolphins. I'm going to go Dolphins on that one. I'm not. The Browns are a mess. And it's only going to get worse when the quarterback changes.
I'm just picturing Nick Chubb, handoffs, running the ball. I'm going with Miami. Going with Miami. Got another head scratcher.
Yeah, Texans at the Giants. I'm going Giants on that one. I just don't think the Texans.
Going Giants.
I want to say the Texans at someday, but. And then. Saints at the Steelers. Oh my God.
I forgot. Wow.
I know. I want to say I'm going to. Shit. Why has it got to get harder? I'm going Saints. I just don't know with the Steelers still. Because the quarterback issue is my concern.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go with the Saints as well because I'm not sold on the quarterback.
And the Saints have a quarterback, established quarterback at least. And even the backup quarterback with Taysom Hill is still more established than the mess that they've got in Pittsburgh. Broncos at the Titans. Oof. I want to say Titans on that one. It's in Tennessee.
I'm going with the Titans, dude, because I can't see Denver stopping Derrick Henry.
Yeah, well, the Broncos are a dumpster fire right now because it's not solely against Wilson. It's every that whole team, organization.
It's not Wilson's fault. No,
it's coaching staff is not using him the way that he should. Next, Colts at the Raiders.
Raiders. I'm on Raiders. They can't go Raiders? They cannot go 2-7. I cannot see them.
No, the Colts, I'm going Raiders as well, and most of it's because the Colts, I don't know now. Now you got a new coach midway through the season. You also have a new offensive coordinator that has never coached. So that's a big old red flag right there that we just don't know. Well, this next one's an easy one for me, which pains me to say, because I'm going to have to use mouthwash afterwards. But Cowboys at the Packers. Sorry, Rodgers. You about to get your ass spanked again.
Cowboys. Going with the Cowboys.
Yeah. Up yours, Jeff. But yes, we are picking your stupid team. And I got to go with the better team. And Rodgers is doomed. Another on
tough
that one.
We got another tough Cardinals, one coming up.
Cardinals at the Rams. I'm going to go Rams.
I'm going Rams. I see Kupp catching that ball and running through. So, yeah, I'm going with Rams.
Donald's going to eat up Murray. The Rams are pissed. We know McVay's mad that he lost against the Bucks. And I think that's just going to fuel things. And the Cardinals are a Murray dumpster fire going on there. I almost want to say they need to move on from that. The next one is Chargers at the 49ers. And I'm going 49ers because I'm sorry, Herbert, but the Niners had a break. They also have a better upgraded running back. I don't know with quarterback because you never know what you get with Jimmy. But they have an upgraded running back. Debo should be back, I believe, as well. And then you got your glorious tight end. Also, so Kittles. It's going to be raining Kittle. Well, no, I'm going to stop. I thought I could come up with a nice zinger there. I'm assuming you're going Niners, correct?
Going with the Niners. Oh.
All right. So the Cowboys-Packers game is the game of the week. They've already announced that that's going to be the game of the week. The Monday night disaster is going to be Washington at Philly.
Going Philly. Philly special.
As much as I would love for this to use my upset card.
We're not homers. We're not homers like certain other
I know,
people.
And there's no game this week that I could that I felt comfortable using an upset. But I think it's going to be another fun week. I can guarantee you that there will be some unexpected outcomes. We know that's going to happen. It's literally happened every freaking week. Let me see. I want to do one last thing. Standings. So I pulled up the standings because I want to see this. So the AFC, we already discussed the AFC East. But here we go. The AFC North, you have the Ravens at top, 6-3, the Bengals 5-4, and then the Browns are 3-5, and the Steelers are 2-6. So it's going to be a toss-up between the Ravens and the Bengals who wins that division. I'm not sure with the AFC East at this point, because if Allen is out or hurt, that may, depending on how severe the injury was, that could, that being in his throwing arm, that could significantly change the outcome, and that could mean that maybe the Bills aren't the favorite now, and that could fall, I hate to say, but that could fall to the Jets or the Dolphins, or hell, even the Patriots are still in it. That's a tough division, I think. AFC South, Titans are 5-3, and then you have the Colts and Jaguars at 3-5-1, and the Jag at 3-6, and then the Texans are not important because they are awful. The AFC West is Chiefs 6-2, Chargers 5-3, Broncos 3-5, and the Raiders 2-6. That division, I mean, it's probably just going to come down to either the Chiefs or the Chargers at this point, I think.
Right.
And out of the entire AFC, the AFC East is the toughest division in that whole conference now. They clearly, I think, taken the spot as the toughest division.
Buffalo Jets, Dolphins, Patriots, yeah.
Yeah. And isn't that crazy? That how it changed from the AFC West to the East. And then you got the NFC East, which we already discussed. That literally could be anybody's. The Eagles, I can guarantee you, are coming close to solidifying a playoff spot. I think they're going to, if they win again next week, week 10, they've got it locked in. NFC North, the Vikings are 7-1. The next runner up is the Packers at 3-6. The Bears are 3-6, and the Lions are 2-6. And the Vikings are on a 6-game winning streak. They've literally won every game since they lost to the Eagles. So that's another one. And the NFC West is another one that I think is open, and I don't know with the NFC South because it's anybody's game. But with that being said, guys, we are out of time. We will see you guys here next week, same time, same place, 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Pacific. And I can guarantee you that we will have all kinds of crazy stuff, and we'll probably be making fun of Aaron Rodgers, and unfortunately not the Cowboys.
And good job with the picks last week, man. Good job. Yeah, he did really good on the picks.
Yeah, I don't know if I'll pull that one off again, but you never know. All right, guys, we're out of here. We'll see you on the next one. We'll be right back.